acceptability of contraceptive information and services. Healthcare institutions and providers must be respectful of medical ethics. They should respect the dignity of all clients, provide culturally appropriate care, be responsive to needs based on gender, age, culture including religion, belief, values, norms and language and physical abilities. Note reference 9. Sidebar. Box 2. 3 overlapping dimensions of accessibility. Physical accessibility. Sexual and reproductive health facilities, goods and services must be within safe physical reach during all seasons of the year for all sections of the population, especially marginalized groups. Accessibility also implies that underlying determinants of health, such as safe water and adequate sanitation facilities, are within safe physical reach, including in rural areas. Accessibility further includes adequate access to buildings for persons with disabilities. Note reference 7. Economic accessibility. Affordability. Sexual and reproductive health facilities, goods and services must be affordable for all, and no one should have to forego or postpone seeking appropriate and timely health care because he cannot afford to pay for it at the time of need. Publicly financed sexual and reproductive health services, free at the point of service delivery, would remove financial barriers to access. Information accessibility. Accessibility includes the right to seek, receive and impart information and ideas concerning sexual and reproductive health issues, and about the entire range of contraceptive methods, both modern and traditional. Information should be made available to all through appropriate communication channels and methods to meet the needs of different language-speaking groups, persons with limited literacy skills, those with disabilities and so on. The content of information provided should uphold rights and be sensitive to differences in needs by gender, age, ethnicity and other axes of vulnerability. Source, UNFPA and Harvard School of Public Health. The Human Rights-Based Approach to Programming. Practical Implementation Manual and Training Materials. New York, United Nations Population Fund, 2010. Note reference, 8. End of sidebar.